This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, PSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out. Uncertainty. Self-doubt. Stressing about not knowing where to start. In. Plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out. Word art. Sorry, live, laugh, lovers. In. Knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
Hey, welcome to Bustin' Balls. I'm Pat Caputo, along with the webmaster. That, of course, is Evan Jenkins, and we're here all the time. And this is our season. The NFL draft is coming up. The baseball draft won't be too far away. Hockey draft, NBA draft, all those things. Evan and I like to call this our season because we're about drafts, prospects, future. That's what our podcast is about. Now, we're not looking back, doing a bunch of, memories or whatever, taking it down memory. No, we're paving the road for the future. And this draft, Evan, with the NFL draft coming up in less than 3 weeks, there's a lot of talk among Lions fans, and this is their desire to improve themselves with edge rushers. And the Lions are picking 28th in the first round overall. They're 60th in the second round. And it seems entirely possible, maybe even probable, that the Lions will take an edge rusher with their first one of their first two picks, maybe even the first one, assuming they sit there. Now, the thing is, it's not obvious, like they're in the so-called football lottery where they're going to take Abdul Carter.
Right.
It's a different situation. Now, there are a lot of interesting edges, but I want to point this out. Because it's like, well, take an edge. Well, what the hell is an edge? You know, it's an entirely different thing than, you know, one guy compared to another, whether you're running him with his hand in the ground, whether you're running him standing up. And some of these guys are more linebackers. Some of them are more traditional defensive linemen. So, first of all, how do you sort that out, and what would the Lions be interested in? Now, Za'Darius Smith would be the stand-up linebacker guy. He played interior linebacker, off-the-ball linebacker for much of his career. So they got him, and last year he only had 124 run snaps. So if they're looking for a guy that is that way, that can hold gap, all those things, they'll probably take a bigger guy. You know, somebody who's about 280, mm-hmm. 265 to 280. If they want somebody that's a linebacker type who can drop into coverage more, can do certain things along the lines of, hey, man, you just have him stand up, or if you line him out wide and do put his hand in the ground, he's just going like a sprinter, getting out the gate for the 40-yard dash. So that's the difference here.
Don't you kind of feel that that would be the route that they would go, is the latter? I feel like the Lions like very versatile players.
Yes, I would think so, but it depends on what your versatility that you want.
Sure.
Do you want a John Kaminsky size guy? The Levi Uzuriki type of guy? Somebody that if you're running a 4-3, you know, he's on the end with his hand in the ground. If you run a 3-4, you've got somebody that's basically standing up. A lot of times there's four guys, one standing up. That's probably the most common set. Hutch, he most of the time he's standing up.
Yeah.
So it's, I don't know. So I'm going to go over the different types, and I'm going to tell you who I think the players are. Spend a lot of time. Now, look, man, this isn't based on what the draft gurus are saying. This is based on my observation, okay? I'm not saying that the draft gurus don't know what they're talking about, but this is my own observation on these guys. Digging up information, doing different things, watching them a great deal at this point. The player that I like best for the Lions, if he's there at 28, is as a player, and I don't know if he's going to be there because he's an outstanding player, it's Mike Green from Marshall. Yeah. All right. You probably have heard that name a lot if you follow the Lions, the NFL. His name comes up. He is somebody that didn't work out at the combine, but you know, extraordinarily productive college player. Is somebody who has pretty decent size. He's 6'3", 250 plus, runs very fast, and he is extraordinarily productive. Now, there's issues with him. Two sexual assault allegations, one in high school, one in college. He was at Virginia, mm-hmm. and he left Virginia. He says, now this is, he says it, that had nothing to do with it. And
was he one of the kids that left when their teammate passed away?
No, no.
Okay.
This was somebody who had a behavioral issue.
Gotcha.
It appears, but he denies all that, okay? And a lot of people kind of backed off on that, so maybe there's not as much that's there as what is being portrayed. I don't know. Lions have to do their investigation. I don't think he's going to fall to them based on who he is as a football player. If he does fall to them, he definitely would have value as a football player. And, of course, you've seen what happened with Jalen Carter, you know, how good he's been, and he hasn't had any problems. Different type of issue.
Yeah.
But, you know, it's always tricky with that. But he's the best one that'll be available. Other than, you know, Abdul Carter will not be
there. There's
no
chance. He's a top three pick, it sounds like.
Right. The player that I rank second here and I think would help the Lions a great deal, and he's the best all-around athlete, the best – and looking at him, he's actually the best player. It's Shamar Stewart from Texas A&M. Now, he fits every box. Now, he's huge. We're talking about 6'5", 270.
Yeah, that's a big kid.
We're talking about a beast. We're talking about somebody who can run. He ran under a 4.6 40 at 2.7.
That's flying.
270 as at the combine. He has a 40-inch vertical jump. So this
guy's like an athletic freak.
He is. But he had remarkably little production.
I was going to say, you know what that reminds me of? And this isn't even me taking a shot, Pat. Rashawn Gary. At Michigan, he didn't really produce big statistical numbers. Went out to the combine, showed out, and now look what he's doing for the Packers.
Well, there's some similarity between the two in terms of their size-speed ratio. The difference is with Shamar Stewart, he played a lot with his hand in the ground.
Okay.
And they kicked him inside a lot. And he does get a lot of pressure. If you watch him play, he looks to me like he is a really good player. So if he's there, and again, I'm thinking if I'm seeing this, I'm guessing NFL teams are.
You would hope.
He's the guy that I would take there if they took an edge at 28 overall. The player that you hear most mentioned, you see most mocked in these different drafts, and there's good reason for it. The guy was a sack machine in college.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not-so-secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
If you have health insurance, you might be able to see a personal dietitian for $0 out of pocket. Nourish connects you with a dietitian that fits your needs, covered by your insurance. Nourish accepts hundreds of insurance plans, and 94% of patients pay $0 out of pocket. Meet with your dietitian online and message them anytime through the Nourish app. With hundreds of five-star reviews from real patients, you know you're in good hands. Find your dietitian at usenourish.com. That's usenourish.com.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
College, terrific player, Donovan Uzoraco from Boston College. And I call him... the opposite of Aiden Hutchinson. Do you know why, Evan?
Is he smaller?
Well, he's 6'2.5".
Okay.
So his lack of height is an issue. Aiden Hutchinson, like we were talking about when he was coming up, it's like there's no way he's going far in this draft. This man is huge for his athleticism.
He's a prototypical D end in the NFL.
Yeah, he's 6'2.5". That's what his height was when he was measured. 250 pounds, which is linebacker size.
Yes.
But the thing is with him, and he's a stand-up 3-4 linebacker, he is not going to put his hand in the ground. You know, that's going to be a rare occurrence if he does, and it'll be if he's edged out wide. He probably can drop into coverage. He's athletic enough. The issue with him, though, that is intriguing is that while Aiden Hutchinson, we were going around walking around with our alligator arms.
Little dinosaur arms?
Yeah. Izaraku's got long arms.
Okay.
So is his height really going to matter that much? His lack of size? Because when he gets into an NFL game, he's going to look small. Compared to what he looks like when you watch him against Michigan State play this year.
I was reading something. Michigan State actually did play Boston College last year.
Yeah, in the rain. Nice pass.
All right. Now, but I was reading something about him, and they said he has great bend.
Yeah.
Is that just like being able to dip under a offensive tackle?
Looking at him, I didn't notice that.
Okay.
I know what they're talking about. All right, think James Houston.
Yes.
When James Houston would get one-on-one with these big tackles, he had a move that was looked almost unstoppable one-on-one. It worked against Cam Robinson and all these other big tackles where he'd dip under them.
Yeah.
You know, that is something that he does do. I haven't noted, but there are times when he stands up too. I've noticed that when he plays high. And the thing is, he's not good at point of attack. All right, so if you want him in any kind of gap control, he's going to get blown out there.
Oof.
Okay, but what's really good about him is he chases well. He will run down ball carriers. You know, if they get out loose in the open field or whatever, you know, he'll trail, find them, and he will get them. I like him as a player a lot. If they took him, I don't know. It's going to be interesting to see what it'll look like when he's up against these NFL-sized tackles who are these great athletes and all that. But I do like him as a player. He's productive, hard motor. You know, he's got every checks every box, except you wonder if he just has enough athleticism in a certain way and size to be able to do what he's supposed to do. Because with edges, they're extraordinarily valuable if they get home. If they don't get home, their value goes down a little bit.
Sure.
A lot. You know, it's kind of an all-or-nothing type of position. And that's where it kind of gets a little lost. Mykel Williams from Georgia is interesting. He's been a highly touted player. Talking about Izaraku, he's tall. You know, he's 6'5", you know. Right now he's about 260. I don't know. He needs to put on grow. All right. He's the type of guy who'll play at like 270, 275 at some point. And right now he isn't. He didn't have big stats, but on Georgia that's kind of common. But what I really like about him is he has a lot of length. You know, he's got long arms. He's tall.
Yeah.
You know, he'll be able to use that. I think that eventually you might get a little bit of both with him if you want versatility. Meaning, I think eventually he can play with his hand in the ground if he puts on that extra weight, which is probably going to come because this is a young kid, and he will become a pretty good player.
Yeah, and once you get into an NFL facility and really go through their training,
yeah,
you can get that 10 pounds of muscle pretty easily.
And you grow. You don't really, these kids are 21 years old. I'm guessing he's 21. I should have checked that one. Falls into that category. A player that is strictly
a line. He's 20, actually. He'll be 21 20. In June.
Yeah, so this guy, developmental type of guy. There we go. Thanks for looking that up for me.
No problem.
I should have done that.
I knew that off the top of my head.
Well, you know, he's a big-time guy. I think he was a four-star, four-star coming out, maybe even five.
Well, he went to Georgia, so that makes sense.
Yeah. And, so Mikel Williams would be a good pick for them, good value there. But I don't know if you'd get the immediate production.
Yeah, do you think – I feel the Lions with this position are looking for a guy that can play right away. It's my own personal opinion. I don't think that Marcus Davenport is the one that's going to, like, keep him off the field. Do you know what I mean?
Right.
I just think that you need instant availability at that position. At
I don't think they think the way you're thinking. I think it might make some sense what you're thinking.
But that's also why I'm not the GM of a football team.
No, they look for developmental. They want the highest-end guy.
Well, hell, eventually. You go look at Rakestraw last year being a second-round pick. Kid barely even saw the field this year.
Well, he was hurt.
A little bit near the end, but, I mean, you couldn't get him out there when they needed corner help.
They drafted Broderick Martin. I don't know whether they think he's not that good or whatever. Giovanni Manu, number of players that they've taken developmentally.
You're right about that. I was just thinking, like, their
and,
top
And this kid's good enough he'll be on the field.
Yeah.
But he's not going to be – this is a guy that, like, after he has a couple years, he could morph into, like, an all-pro type of player.
Okay.
He's not going to be that, I don't think, right away. All right. Another player that you often see mentioned is James Pierce from Tennessee. I think it's James Pierce Jr.
It is.
It is James Pierce Jr.
Yep.
James Pierce Jr. looks like an over-tall linebacker when you watch him play. Even wears number 21.
Yeah.
Okay. So when I'm watching him, I'm like, okay, he looks small. He wears small shoulder pads. You know, he just looks like playing any kind of on the line, he just looks like he's going to get his ass blown out when I'm watching him. So I don't know what that means. That's just me and an eyeball observation. He's very, very, very fast. He ran a sub 4.5 40 at the combine. But he's 243 pounds.
Yeah.
And that seems like he might have eaten a few burgers before he stepped on the scale. You get him, he's just going to be strictly hand up. And looking at him, I don't see the frame where he's really going to develop that much size to be anything outside that. So you have to evaluate that speed with how you're going to use him. You know, to me, he looks like a tweener.
Okay.
So I'm not that high on him. If they took him, I wouldn't say, oh, it's a horrible pick. It's just my observation looking at this. Like I said, I'm looking at all the facts, watching these guys, and just telling you what I think about them. And that was my evaluation on that particular player. Another player you hear a lot about, I know he's from your favorite university, that's Josiah Stewart. Whoa! Coastal Carolina transfer who came into Michigan and did pretty well.
Mm-hmm.
And, gosh, I've seen things on the internet. They really like him. You know, I saw that. The Lions like Josiah.
So. Well, he was just at their pro day on Tuesday working out for him.
Oh, boy.
That was like the local, where all the local kids come in, Eastern Michigan, right. Western, Central Michigan. Michigan
I think
State.
He's going to get drafted.
I do. I believe so as
and,
well.
And, you know, if I don't see first day. Second day to me would be a reach. The reason I say that is he's a little bit older. He's small. You know, he goes about like 6'1". He isn't overly powerful. He has some athleticism, but he would have to kind of be one of those guys that's such an instinctive great player, he would have to overcome some physical limitations compared to the competition he's going to be stepping up to. That doesn't mean to dismiss his athlete. Obviously, he's a fabulous athlete. But in the world he's going to be running in, he's not going to run with Pierce. Stewart, you know, if they were playing basketball, dunk right in his face. You know, that type of thing. It's a little bit different world. So I could see where the Lions would take him, but to me it would be third, fourth round, something like that. And I don't see them taking him either at 60 overall or at 28, certainly there. Player that I do like for the Lions for second day would be the second day pick at 60 overall is Jordan Burch from Oregon. This kid's a good football player. Very, very, very productive player, but a hand in the ground guy. He's 6'4", 270 pounds, yet he ran a sub-4.740. Productive player, 8.5 sacks. Now, he's a little bit older. Played at South Carolina before he went to Oregon for a couple years. But he is a really good football player, so I would not dismiss Jordan Burch. He's a player that can play for them, and I like him a lot. Another bigger defensive hand in the ground edge is Landon Jackson from Arkansas that you should take a look at. He's pretty good. And if you're looking for that type of player, he has that versatility, and he's the type of guy you could kick inside. Again, it would be more Uzurike than like James Houston.
Sure.
You know, for those type of players. And a player that I really, really like, not for 28 overall, but if at 60, is Nick Skorton from Texas A&M. Used to play at Purdue under a different name. His father passed away, and he changed his name. He had 10 sacks at Purdue in 23. Transferred to Texas A&M. Didn't have as many sacks, but he was very productive in all different phases of the game. He is somebody that can do a little bit of both, okay? He has some versatility. He's a tough kid, and he's somebody that I would look at for the Lions possibly in the second round if he's still there. So those are the edges. I hope I gave some details on him.
Yeah, I think so. Do you have any thoughts on those two kids from Ohio State, Jack Sawyer, and then the other kid, I'm going to butcher his name, Tuliolamolo or whatever it is?
Now, Tuliolamolo seems more like an off-the-ball linebacker to me.
Okay.
But I don't know. Maybe somebody will put him in there. It depends. Jack Sawyer, I just don't think he's that athletic.
I think he's one of those good college players, but will have a tough time transitioning to the NFL.
Yeah, I just don't see the explosiveness. Now, obviously, he's one of these hard-nosed, tough kids,
right?
You know, but I don't like. Is he as good an athlete as Sam Hubbard? You know, went there yeah, and
no. I don't think so.
You know, is he that big? That guy was a mauler when he was in college. It doesn't seem like that to me.
I don't even in this. You're going to maybe be surprised. I don't think he's as good as that Stewart is for Michigan.
Not you know, I don't either. Why would I say that? Because he's a Michigan guy.
No, I. Well, you might make fun of me for saying that. I think a Michigan player is better than an Ohio State guy, but I just do. I think he's a very good try hard player in Jack Sawyer, but that's
yeah,
where
I don't see the explosive. Explosiveness athletically. Sure. I know he did make a couple plays and run down the sideline
yeah.
and all that, but I just you know, I'm not sold on him, but you can never sell somebody like that short. But when you get up to this next level, you know, it's unforgiving.
No, yeah, exactly.
You know, it really is on certain things. So he'll be more willing, I think, than able. So, but this is the first of our podcasts on the draft. We'll be doing all kinds of different things with this. And then, of course, after the draft, we'll hit that very heavy. Don't forget to subscribe to us. You know, Apple iTunes Store, Google Play Store, Odyssey.com. You can pick it up anywhere. I have it on Pat Caputo 98 on X. I put those up there. It's probably your best way to get it. I insert it in the columns that I write for Odyssey.com as well. And, of course, Gentman Jenkins for Evan to get his stuff. And we put it up on Facebook as well. So check it out. Listen to it and subscribe to it. You know, we appreciate any feedback or whatever. If you want, you know, any, you know, give us some unsolicited advice, we'll consider it solicited.
Yeah.
You know, we'll do that. So, but I'm all excited. I'm all fired up for this. I can't wait for the NFL draft. I think it's one of the great events.
It really is.
In the world, man. And, you know, Lions, it's not, you know, hey, you know, you got this early pick or whatever. But they do have picks, and they've shown with Brad Holmes, obviously, that they can pick late in the first round, early in the second round, and come up with very much quality players, including players that aren't even in those rounds. So, and it's an important draft because their salary cap is prohibiting them from going out and really being as active in free agency as people want when they keep coming up with these dreamboat scenarios. And in order for them to keep the good ship lollipop going, they not only have to re-up with the players that they have, they have to augment them with the players that are on their first contract.
Yep.
And so it's important. You know, there's some of these players that were taken in the past, you know, like Giovanni Manu, Broderick Martin. You know, those are the two that come to my mind. Mahogany. Who might get a lot of playing time last year and did well. Somebody like Sione Baki.
Yeah.
You know, who he can play running back or he can play safety, he can do some things. These are different players that saw somewhat limited playing time, but as time goes on, they have to get better. And, of course, the Rakestraws and the Terrion Arnolds.
Yep.
In addition to that, and they have to replenish it with these drafts. These are very important drafts for the Lions. Can't emphasize that enough. Because they have to hit on draft picks to keep it going. So we'll see how it goes. But anyway, enjoyed it. Till next time, we'll see you.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Take me out to the ball game.
What are you doing?
Did you know DirecTV has the most MLB games?
So you're singing?
Yeah, they put your favorite teams front and center right when you turn it on. Buy me some cold cuts and flapjacks.
Those aren't even the words.
I'm allergic to peanuts.
Stream DirecTV, home of the most MLB games. Visit DirecTV.com. Claim based on total games offered on sports networks. Availability varies by zip code and package. New customers. Service renews monthly unless you cancel. Choice package required. Restrictions apply.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. That's why Dollar Shave Club makes the razors, but you make the rules. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Dollar Shave Club products are now available everywhere. Or visit their site right now for 20% off $20 or more and get your products delivered right to your door. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/shaveup and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more. And remember, whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Nerds!
Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Want to travel like a savvy jet setter? No, that doesn't mean monogramming your passport. It means making smart decisions every step of your trip, which means knowing your options. Smart Travel unpacks the facts, like which booking sites actually save money, how to fly first class using points, and if that fancy travel card is a smart investment, all so you can save more on your next adventure. Follow Smart Travel from NerdWallet today and start traveling like a pro.
Hi, this is Debbie, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help you with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. And I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
Yeah, we can also send you samples, fast and free.
Wow, I mean, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, no pressure, no hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Oh, okay, whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over.
Blinds.com has covered over 25 million windows, all backed by a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com now and save up to 40% site-wide. Rules and restrictions may apply.